As we said in our February 5th, 2017 show, only such a critical mass of freedom agents as ourselves, determined to be so, can counter the death-destined trajectory instilled with the bully mindset. That's perhaps the theme of today's show. The death-destined trajectory instilled with the bully mindset in the global state statesman. Only we can clean up the mess made by a mindset premised on abusiveness and theft. We said premised on the continuous consumption of the planet, i.e. on a lie, which would necessarily, as it means keeping us in chains and boxes, lead to the earth becoming a barren rock, because only we, off-leash, can replenish her, our earth, refill her lungs with oxygen, end parasitism on her, allow her heart to beat again, unhindered. Mr. Bodita took unpaid leave, quote, took unpaid leave from his job in a northern city to participate in the Bucharest protests, unquote. What is clear is that he is tired of ritualistic protest, and he is following his questions. What is it that we really want? And that's the question we need to be asking ourselves. What is it that we want? Putting our bodies first, not taking our bodies off the table before the conversation even begins. What is it that we want and must have so that we can live as we're meant and leave for the children more than just more things to protest? People took to the streets initially, we glean, because the government lied to them. Quote, we don't trust this government. They lied to us. We want this government to resign, said Maria Stoika, 38, an information technology business analyst standing in the square. For her, it was the 10th night of protesting, unquote, from the article. And the article continues, temperatures hovered around 20 degrees Fahrenheit, unquote. What is dynamic and hopeful? What is dynamic and hopeful about this occupation is that the state itself has come into question. To what degree is we would need more information to see. A question that many people of good heart have already thought through. People who also long for us, lives free of force and lies, for all humanity, for all time, so that we can all develop our gifts and grow to be our best selves for each other. We have the technology. We have the knowledge. There is no technological or material barrier to all of us doing this. This has to be discussed. This has to be clear for us to have the determination to occupy our squares all over the world and have our parties for Prince. Imagine if our conversations that we have in this space were broadly discussed, our thinking through the question of the state with Peter Kropotkin, Peter Joseph Proudhon, and our good three, the authors of Anti-Systemic Movements, Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, and Emmanuel Wallerstein. Imagine if we were having this conversation globally with our brothers and sisters in Romania and South Africa. Instead, the power guys are once again telling young people here in the U.S., young people the shadow global state hopes to recruit to their purposes. We don't exist to serve other people's purposes. Let's start saying this out loud so that the children can hear and our brothers and sisters. And who, the children, when they are provided the help they need from those who already see the thin-walled house of lies on which and of which class is constructed, will be applying their resource advantages to building our global consensus on the basic contours of our freedom. We have to get clear on this and setting about building it. Watch us pull a rabbit out of a hat, Power says to the children. In goes atomization, out comes miraculously unification. It's magic. Your bodies don't feel any different? Never mind that. Just coast on the hero vibe we keep pumping in your mind. Once again, the global statesmen are hoping to entice young people into falling in line behind the same useless strategies that have conned youth with heart for generations. Pick an issue and fix your mind on fixing the state. And we are generously provided in these days for an added feeling of urgency and that pleasant, heroic sense of villain. Here, they are told, wait for your shadow state issued pin, and then get in line behind all the other issues. And then with your state issued pin, when the miracle self-reinflatable Trump balloon floats by enough sides for every issue, you have our permission to stick it in. This, the global statesmen tell any youth who allow themselves to be guided by their intercepting agents, this is called joining forces. Look, your pins all touch the system, magnifying your impact. And then when the Trump tool steps out of the way and you all fall in a clump on top of each other, they will call it successful diversion, just not to you. I'm referring to two articles in the February 15, 2017 New York Times. The first, activists for liberal causes join forces against common foe Trump. And the second, for tech-savvy students, apathy to current events is a thing of the past. Teachers see a surge in civic engagement, i.e. fixing the state. While the manipulativeness of Power's print propaganda may seem too heavy-handed to be taken seriously, as grown-ups know, Power survives by guile and craft, survives by the degree of its duplicitousness in the placing of agents and toxic thought implants, wherever opinion has a chance of being manufactured, and particularly concerns itself with shaping the thought process of young people. Our youth, far from being supported in thinking through the kinds of things that Power will do. I mean, that's truly self-defense that we deny our children, which we all who have access, who have any interaction with young people, need to be offering to them true self-defense tactics and training and practices, so that they can see that the things that Power will do and help them maneuver through these tactics. These youth, by the abdication of our responsibility to them, are left to wander unaware into the hands of powers paid to deceive. Our abdication, due to our early childhood training in obedience, explains why the Power guys can imagine they would have any chance at all of snowing us with such an obviously flat-footed tactic as the Daddy Show. But they don't mean for us to watch long enough for our thought process to kick in. They mean for us to watch, mouths agape in wonder at the brazen display of amorality, consistent only in its inconsistency, only long enough for them to render our opposition moot. Fascists are ever drawn to the notion of a final solution. They itch to have us settled. These get-it-done folks, a virtue, you think? Not when installed in what is functionally a machine set for destruction and cares not at all what gets in the way of it. They itch to have us settled, quote unquote, and we have, from their perspective, been on that to-do list way too long.